We're less than a couple of weeks away now from the start of the 2010 state legislative session. Scott DeWall joins us today from the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association as we talk about what's ahead for the state legislature and the impact it could have on our agricultural producers, on rural Oklahoma. Scott DeWald says that as we start this session, we're starting in a huge hole financially. It's all going to be about the money, it looks like, in 2010, and probably for the next couple of legislative sessions for that matter as well.
It's February the 1st is when that session will start with the governor's State of the State address. Don't see any real legislative work starting until the 2nd, that following day. This is an odd year for us. Generally, the House is already meeting the 2 weeks before session. They're having pre-committee meetings, they called them in the past, and discussing legislation, trying to get a handle on what they would be considering when they were officially in session. Because of budget cuts, Speaker Benz chose not to have those pre-session meetings. I agree with him. I think it was the right move, but it'll be all hands on deck on the 2nd as we start to look at the bills. We've already been reviewing. At this point, I think there's 767 new pieces of legislation introduced into this session, about 35 of those impacting ranchers and their families, and so everything from water to taxes and such. The thing about this year that stands out to me, maybe a bit different than years past, is state of Oklahoma is broke. There's no other way to put it than we're looking at huge budget deficits. We are a balanced budget state, so the Treasurer Meacham and others are doing everything they can to cut budgets as we go to make sure that we don't end up with a deficit. But as we look at these agencies taking 5 and 10% budget cuts and furlough days taking place, for instance, Department of Ag, I know, is taking furlough days to try to offset that and make the budget whole. But then I think we have to go into this session knowing that legislative leaders are wondering, how do we balance the budget for 2012? They're really not that interested. They're more interested, I suppose, and more concerned about what happens next year versus they already know what's happening this year. And 2012 doesn't look any better, FY 2012, unless gross production taxes were to go up. So we have to balance the budget in some way. The only way you do that is cut costs or increase income. And the only way to increase income is through taxes or increase fees. That's where I'm most worried, is that producers are going to be looking at potentially increased property taxes as a way to fund some of these programs that are out there. I'm very concerned, as is the whole agricultural community, about the possible removal of sales tax exemptions on ag products. And we have heard from several agencies talking about potential fee increases as a way to generate revenue. Obviously, we'd like them to look at the other side of the equation, that's cutting cost at all, you know, in any way possible. So it's going to be a money year. I think all the focus and time and attention is going to be paid on the budget, and rightfully so.